Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
The Dragon Boat Festival is celebrated on the fifth day of the fifth month of the year, and that's according to the Chinese lunar calendar. And this is to commemorate a famous Chinese poet Qu Yuan from the Warring States period, more than 2,000 years ago. Yeah. So there are a lot of things to learn about the history and about its related legends. So we're going to share with you a little bit about this. Qu Yuan lived during the Warring States period, and he was a patriotic poet and a loyal official in the state of Chu during this period. He was born in a ruling family and served in high positions. He was the number one advisor to the king of Chu and dedicated his whole life to assisting the king to build the state of Chu stronger. He advised the king to ally with the state of Qi, one of the seven warring states. However, this hasn't been quite successful because he was slandered by jealous officials and he was even accused of treason. Right. And so the king just exiled him.
So during his exile, Qu Yuan wrote a great deal of enduring poems showing his love and passion for his country, some of which are very famous, still very famous in China. And so in the year of 278 BC, the Qin state conquered the capital of Chu. On hearing the defeat, Qu Yuan, in great despair, committed suicide by drowning himself in the Miluo River on the fifth day of the fifth lunar month. So this is actually a very sad story, but rest of the story is a kind of legend. When they heard of Qu Yuan's death, the local people were very sad, and they rolled out on the river to search for his body, but were unable to find him. To preserve his body, the locals paddled their boats up and down the river, hitting the water with their paddles and beating drums to scare the evil spirits away. They threw lumps of rice into the river to feed the fish so that they would not eat Qu Yuan's body.
And since then, people in the Miluo River area have followed similar practices to commemorate Qu Yuan on this day. And gradually, there have been some special customs developed out of this. For example, eating zongzi, the sticky rice cakes, and also rowing the dragon boat. And a lot of people will participate in the dragon boat race. Those are also part of the tradition. And we are going to share with our listeners some of the facts about this popular holiday. For example, the date for the Dragon Boat Festival changes every year, as with some other very traditional Chinese holidays, because it is on the fifth day of the fifth month, according to China's lunar calendar. So with the Gregorian calendar, it's a different date. For this year, Dragon Boat Festival falls on June the 14th.
That's right. And also, it's a very important public holiday. Chinese people normally would have 1 day off. But sometimes, you know, we have 3 consecutive days to take off, to take a rest, which include 2 weekend days.
Yeah, and this year, most Chinese people would be off work from Saturday, which is June the 12th, to Monday, which is June the 14th. And most of the people will be back to work on Tuesday, June the 15th.
Indeed.
So it's a very important holiday. And, you know, it is also one of the holidays listed on UNESCO representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage and Humanity. And that happened on October the 30th, 2009.
Very interesting. So I want to talk about dragon boat racing. Fascinating.
Yes.
It is one of the most popular activity during this period of time, the Dragon Boat Festival. And this folk custom has been held for more than 2,000 years throughout, you know, part of China, for example, like southern part of China. And now it has become an international sport. Lots of people around the world play this. And so let's take a look at this dragon boat itself. It's a human-powered wooden watercraft. It is shaped and decorated in the form of a Chinese dragon. The dragon boats vary in size by region, and the crew members change accordingly. Generally, it is about 20 to 35 meters in length, and it needs 30 to 60 people to paddle it. So you probably have seen those scene on TV or on the site. During the race, each team has a drummer in the head of the dragon boat, and the drummer is the heartbeat of the team. Dragon boat teams actually paddle harmoniously at a pace which is set by the drummer and do their best to synchronize their movements, and they have to paddle at the same time. So
yeah.
Joint effort.
That's right. I think it's very much like the kind of boat race with some of other countries. For example, in the UK, they sometimes held this kind of race between Oxford University and Cambridge University, where you can also see people doing very similar things. And I have watched one of those dragon boat racing on TV. It was really exciting, and they made it even very challenging by maneuvering across some of the very sharp angled water alleys in some water towns in southern China.
Yeah.
And if you cannot maneuver it really well, then perhaps you might have some kind of collision against the water alley, like the walls of those water alleys, and that could hinder your speed.
Yeah.
So it's a very popular kind of sport in southern China, and maybe nowadays you can also find it in some other parts of China too.
Yeah, indeed. And you mentioned UK. It actually is more like an international event, even though they don't, for example, celebrate the Duanwu Festival or Dragon Boat Festival like the Chinese people. But this sport, particular sport, is quite popular. You can see the sport in the USA, in Canada, Europe, Australia, Singapore. So some dragon boat races aren't held around the Dragon Boat Festival. Some are in July, August, or September. But somehow they do this across the world.
Yeah, that's right. And also there are some other kind of activities happening during this festival. For example, eating the zongzi, the very delicious delicacy for this holiday. So in the morning of the festival, every family eats zongzi, or the sticky rice cakes, to commemorate Qiyuan. Zongzi is a very sticky food, I would say. They are usually wrapped in bamboo leaves, and it's made of sticky rice with various kinds of fillings. And people usually prepare zongzi a day before the festival. But of course, nowadays, everything has become quite commercialized, because you can buy this kind of zongzi or other different brands of zongzi at supermarkets nowadays, all the year round.
Yeah, indeed. And they normally would provide you with a very beautiful package, luring to buy them. And before the Duanwu Festival, people would buy several boxes by delivery, or just to knock on your door to give it to you as a present.
Yeah.
And last year we made some at home. This year we haven't got a chance. We were fully occupied by all kinds of chores at home.
Busy, busy.
But making zongzi itself is also very interesting.
Yes, and we have a special section in today's show to tell our listeners how Chinese people will make their zongzi.
Yeah.
Now, other customs also include hang special kind of plants on the door to discourage diseases. So what Chinese mugwort extract has very special kind of properties in them, and they sometimes will hang them over the door so that they can deter molds, mosquitoes, and other insects. That is a kind of practice still practiced in many parts of China's rural areas, but it's not that common nowadays in cities now.
Yeah, but you still can buy those kind of you know, mugwort. I've seen those things on sale in some of the markets in Beijing. And what I do is I would buy a package of those and hang in front of the door, or by the side of my bed. And sometimes it does ward off those mosquitoes. I hate mosquitoes, so it's perfect kind of herb that you could use during this period of time.
Yeah. And you know, I just watched on TV that some places in China, for example, in a village in Tongren, there has been held some kind of a zongzi making competition, which proves to be really fun. Basically, they ask some of the ladies to make zongzi and see who makes the most zongzi within a fixed period of time. It's quite interesting. Yeah. I wish we could participate in those kind of, can I call it, games or competitions.
So whoever wins the game get the most amount of
maybe zongzi. They can walk away with all the zongzi that they've made.
Indeed.
A very good reward.
Indeed.
All right, on that note, let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll have more information about this very important festival.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.